This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
News updates are brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. May Day demonstrations are scheduled across the Northwoods next week as part of a nationwide day of action focused on workers' rights and economic issues. In the region, events are planned in Hayward, Woodruff, Rice Lake, and Rhinelander on Friday, May 1st. In Hayward, a rally will take place from noon to 2 p.m. near the intersection of U.S. 63 and Highway 27. In Woodruff, an event is scheduled for 10 a.m. at 714 Elm Street. In Rice Lake, organizers say a Workers Over Billionaires event will be held at noon on South Main Street. And in Rhinelander, a rally is planned for 5 p.m. at Pioneer Park's baseball field. Organizers say the events are part of a coordinated effort happening in communities across the country. Participants are encouraged to attend peacefully and bring signs as demonstrations focus on issues including wages, corporate influence, and political power. You can learn more at maydaystrong.org. Spooner Health is set to break ground on a major hospital expansion project in May. According to a press release, the project will include a new primary care clinic developed in partnership with Tamarack Health, along with expanded space for specialty services, surgery, and wound care. Hospital officials say the addition is aimed at improving access to care, especially as community health surveys have shown a growing need for more primary care providers in the area. The project will also include renovations inside the existing hospital to support growing demand across several departments. Plans call for expanded emergency room capacity, including new treatment and triage rooms, as well as upgrades to imaging, rehabilitation services, and laboratory space. A new permanent MRI unit will also replace the hospital's current mobile system. Construction is expected to take place in phases through early 2028, with all services remaining open during the project. More information is available on the Spooner Health website. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Millions of dollars in federal COVID relief money sent to Wisconsin schools is now under scrutiny, and the state may have to repay it. A federal audit says the Department of Public Instruction gave funds to nearly 200 ineligible private schools and lacked proper oversight. State officials pushed back, saying they followed federal guidance and that the claims are based on missing or misunderstood information. Federal officials are reviewing the findings and will decide what happens next. Wisconsin Rapids is taking early steps towards possibly bringing a data center to the area, while also hearing concerns from people living there. City leaders have approved a zoning update to define and regulate data centers before any proposals are formally submitted. Officials say they want to be proactive, as other communities have struggled with similar projects. A local group opposed to the idea is holding a meeting, and a public hearing is set for early May. Another attempt to redraw Wisconsin's congressional maps has failed in court, keeping the current lines intact. Judges say they're bound by the state Supreme Court, which has ruled these kinds of political questions can't be decided by lower courts. The challenge came from a group arguing the maps are unfair to Democrats. Backers of the maps call the decision a win, and the case could now move to appeal. The Madison Metropolitan School District is expected to see a significant decline in enrollment. Projections reported by the Cap Times show the district expects to lose more than 700 students over the next 5 years. Those numbers came from the district's initiative to redraw district maps, which will be voted on next February. The report comes after Madison lost about 100 students for this school year. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
A scary moment for a Brewers pitcher. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the Brewers and Arizona Diamondbacks is tonight at AmFam Field. Some scary moments last night for the Brewers pitcher Chad Patrick, who said he lost his vision while on the mound in the second inning.
I couldn't see a good 15, 20 seconds. Felt like my eyeballs were at the top of my head. Like it was like blurry. I don't know. It was just a weird feeling, you know, a feeling I definitely don't want to have again.
The 27-year-old right-hander had his blood pressure checked later. Manager Pat Murphy.
He threw up in between innings and had some stomach stuff that he's battled all year. And then when he got back out there, like the blood kind of rushed to his head or whatever, and he couldn't focus for a minute. So we gave him a little break, and then he was fine.
The Brewers went on to win 13-2 thanks to an 8-run rally in the sixth. College basketball, more March Madness. A proposal to expand the tournament from 68 to 76 teams next year. The NCAA to make a decision next month. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high in the upper 40s to low 50s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down into the upper 20s to near 30 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.